Greetings, and may the abundant blessings of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the socially distanced yet spiritually closer all the time people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome any and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, August 2nd, the 18th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As always, let's begin with prayer. Glorious God, your generosity floods the world with goodness, and you shower creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for food to satisfy both body and heart, that the miracle of being fed may empower us to feed the hungry. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in their original context, the verses we'll hear from the prophet Isaiah were encouraging words for a very discouraged people, spoken at the end of the Babylonian captivity to the people of Judah who were returning, or perhaps thinking about returning, from enslavement to a devastated homeland, which many born in captivity had never seen. Like today's passage, the whole of chapter 55 of Isaiah promises both material and spiritual relief. Listen for the word of God from Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 5. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. So ends the first reading. Next, in Matthew's Gospels, we are done with the parables for now, and we move to miracles. Miracles that, in this particular passage, take place soon after Jesus went off by himself, having heard of the cruel state-ordered death of his cousin John the Baptist. Reading from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21, listen again for God's word to us today. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but five loaves and two fish." And Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. and all ate and were filled. They took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.